Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Once an inventor creates something brand new and perfects it, he is going to want to prevent anyone else from copying him, thereby denying him the opportunity to derive the maximum monetary gain possible. The U.S. patent system was created to protect the inventor from a copycat for a sufficient period of time that he can derive the maximum amount of monetary reward for his invention. Our legislators at the time of creating the U.S. patent system logically believed that such a system would encourage innovation and risk-taking that would greatly benefit our society as a whole. I concur with this thinking. However, the point I'm trying to make is that an invention has to be proven and workable before the inventor seeks the protection of the U.S. Patent Office. The Patent Office, on the other hand, mightily endeavors to ensure that the invention is real and can be duplicated by other scientists before they will issue the patents. So for anybody out there that doesn't believe in these weather control apparatuses, well, they are a reality. And as for all these other folks out there that don't believe it, they can just stick it right up their rear as far as I'm concerned. The fact that this patent was issued is positive, concrete proof that weather modification in this particular instance is workable. You will discover that the U.S. Patent Office has issued many different weather modification /control patents over the past 25 years. Thus, I believe that scientists in the know consider weather modification as a hot category into which the best and the brightest are encouraged to enter. Now let us return to our weather modification patent above using satellites. The satellite weather modification system has three subsystems, and we'll just skip that. The satellite weather modification system weather modification applications include alteration of precipitation, the reclaiming of wasteland, reducing damage by bad weather, and improving environment. Its non-weather related applications include supplying concentrated energy to electricity generating stations such as solar, wind, and hydro, high latitude greenhouse farms, and solar powered airplanes. If you can alter precipitation, you can do so destructively against an enemy. People like to make assumptions as to the benign utilization of technology, even though 20th century history is full of instances where technology was first created and then utilized so destructively as to kill tens of millions of people. If you can reclaim wasteland, you can create wasteland. If you can control storms so that they will not hit an area where damage might occur, then you have the capability to control storms so that they will hit a targeted area with the utmost of damage. Supplying concentrated energy may sound like a wonderful application that would work to the benefit of mankind, but it can also... I'm sorry, I lost my place here, folks. If you can control storms so that they will not hit an area where damage might occur, then you have the capability to control storms so that they will hit a targeted area with the utmost of damage. For example, the massive flooding in Venezuela that killed up to 50,000. Now, let's see. Supplying concentrated energy may sound like a wonderful application that would work to the benefit of mankind, but it can also be used to destroy mightily. I did want to bring up a quote here that a former talk show host by the name of Chris Gerner used to read on his show all the time. Since he's no longer on the airwaves, his name was Chris Gerner. I would like to pass this on to the folks listening to my show tonight, because this is a profound statement made by somebody in authority in our government regarding weather modification, and I'm going to pull that up right now as I'm speaking so I can read it to you. If anybody wants to check this out, they can go to AmericanExpose.com. That's AmericanExpose.com. And as soon as that page, that home page opens, you'll see the quote by former Defense Secretary William S. Cohen at a Department of Defense news briefing Monday, April 28, 1997. Quote, "Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." And some of you may or may not know, but Project TARP up in Alaska uses electromagnetic waves, and there's speculation that HARP is definitely being used in weather control. So the quote goes on, "So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts, and that's why this is so important." Again, that's a quote by former Defense Secretary William S. Cohen at a Department of Defense news briefing Monday, April 28, 1997. Now, back to the good old article here. I think what I'm going to do is just read some more of this article, and I'm going to try to reconnect here at the bottom of the hour with Bob or Judy. We'll see who I can get to come on. I did sort of have Ted Tweetmeyer plan to come on, but we're not going to have enough time now. And, well, he suspected that he wouldn't have enough time to come on my show anyway, but he's got far-out photos of structures on Mars that even Richard Hoagland don't talk about on the Coast to Coast radio show. And Ted Tweetmeyer was a guest one time on Art Bell's show back in 97 or 98, but after his presentation on Art's show, all of a sudden things got radically different on that show. And Mr. Tweetmeyer believes it's because of his presentation about what really happened with the Space Shuttle Challenger accident back in January 28, 1986, and, of course, his presentation on these anomalous structures on Mars. According to John Lear, who's been a guest on Coast to Coast numerous times, he says that we've been going to the Moon and Mars on manned missions. Well, the Moon missions actually started, like, I think 6 years before the public lie that we actually went there. And I do totally believe this. Because if you think about it, folks, look how long we've been flying the space shuttle. Those launches started April 12th, 1981. And here we're in 2007, and all we can do is go around the Earth and build a space station. I think we're much further along than that. And I think NASA's the space shuttle program's just a cover for what's really going on behind the scenes. I really believe that. And well, anyway, back to the article. I'm gonna have to turn a light on here. It's getting dark out here in the desert. Our desert was sort of cool today. We only made it up to around 60 degrees. Kind of getting warm there for a few days, but now it's cooled back down. Let's see. Supplying concentrated energy may sound like a wonderful application that would work to the benefit of mankind, but it can also be used to destroy mightily. Energy beams have proven their effectiveness in destroying aircraft, missiles in flight, and people on the ground. Finally, I am amazed at the non-specific language used in this application. The inventor says this system can improve the environment. What does that mean? The very rains and lightning that farmers in an area want so desperately might be despised by the city dwellers. The Illuminati believes that Mother Earth is being so damaged by our industrial civilization that a great improvement would occur if two-thirds of mankind were abruptly eliminated and the industrial civilization destroyed. As Henry Kissinger said, quote, yes, in the coming new order, many people will die, but it will be a better place to live for those who do not die. Behind the seemingly benign nature of this weather modification patent may lie terrible realities that would fulfill the Illuminist plan. Now, this patent, the specific patent I'm talking about here is the satellite weather modification system. This patent proves that weather control is a scientific reality. Unfortunately, this technology is in the hands of Luciferians who are intent upon these draconian changes described in the previous paragraph. I then found it very interesting to see the related patents quoted in this patent approval. Let us examine some of them quickly and briefly. U.S. patent number 3564253 is a system and method for irradiation of planet surface areas. Inventor Arthur G. Buckingham, Westinghouse Electric Corporation, filed January 31st, 1967. Excuse me there, folks. And let's see, the issued date of the patent was February 16th, 1971. Well, that's the year I was born. This patent is a system and method for generalized irradiation of relatively large surface areas of a planet, such as the Earth, the Moon, etc., for illumination, heating, weather control, etc., employing one or more planet-orbiting self-erecting planar reflector satellites controlled in attitude and orbit position to reflect energy from the Sun to a desired area on the planet's surface. Now, my emphasis added here, I have read material put out by a guy named, the name escapes me right now, I can't think of it, but he has information about the Andromedans. Oh, Alex Collier, yes, Alex Collier. He says that some of these weather modification machines are actually on these bases on the Moon and are being beamed toward Earth here. Well, now, that would make sense to me based on this patent. It's called Connecting the Dots, folks. Now, did you notice the words weather control in the granting of this weather modification system? As far back as 1967, an inventor had created a method of irradiation of our planet for the purpose of weather control. This method depended upon planet-orbiting, self-erecting planar reflector satellites that would concentrate energy from the Sun to a specified spot on the planet. Project HARP in Alaska can also direct energy beams created by scientists to any spot on the Earth. This U.S. patent demonstrates that weather control was being pursued as far back as 1967. 1967, folks. Now, number two is U.S. patent 03220004. That's U.S. 03220004. This patent was listed as a related patent with the issue date of November 1965. However, the link to this patent was no good. I got the message that the details of this patent were not available. I wonder what it is that someone does not want to get out to the public. Number three are results for patents that reference U.S. 03220004. Now, we find the following patents issued that makes reference to this patent of November 1965 and discover that most of them seem to have military applications. And, oh boy, it goes on and on and on, folks. But if you want to check it out, it's on geocities.com, or just shoot me an email and I'll send you the entirety of the article. My email again is sheldon@msn.com. And I'd be happy to share information with you folks out there if you're interested. Oh, it goes on and on. Here's another one. US 3601312 is a method of increasing the likelihood of precipitation by the artificial introduction of seawater vapor into the atmosphere windward of an airlift region. Inventor Orville R. Feather, Michigan, issued April 24th, 1971. Once again, we see the capability of changing the pattern of precipitation was perfected enough in 1969 to 1971 as to warrant a U.S. patent. This patent consisted of injecting significant amounts of seawater far enough up into the atmosphere as to produce rain. I bet you never heard the weatherman talking about this issue, have you? Weathermen typically still act as though every storm, every weather system, and certainly very violent, and certainly every violent storm is an act of God, totally random and totally out of man's control, just like Hurricane Katrina from 2 years ago. Now, a lot of the hurricanes actually 2 summers ago now, back in 2005, like Katrina, Rita, Wilma, and those were manipulated hurricanes, and the reason we didn't really have any catastrophic hurricanes last year, it was because talk show hosts like me are getting on the airwaves and exposing it. People like Jerry Smith, people like Rosalind Peterson, people like Alan Watt. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have been exposing weather control lately, and that's why they had to subside a little bit with the hurricane manipulation. Now, I'm suspecting either this year or next year, we're going to see catastrophic hurricanes that'll make Katrina look like ants on a sidewalk. Now, we're going to be going into a break here in about 3 minutes. This stuff goes on and on and on, folks, but if you want the link for the article, just shoot me an email. Even ABC News reported on this. ABC News gets into this Weather Modification Act. News brief, weather as a weapon, Manipulating the weather, a war of winds and lightning in the future, Researchers say it would be an asset no military power can afford to be without. By Michelle Norris, abcnews.com, February 17th, 2000. I don't have enough time to read it all, but essentially the goal here is the Air Force wants to own the weather in 2025, and you can actually see the documentation that the Air Force has put out on this, folks. So you do your research, and you'll find out that a lot of stuff that me and Bob are telling you is right on the money. And for all these folks out there that are Christians that don't believe in the fact that we are being visited by an extraterrestrial presence, we are. You know, it's just too hard to believe that if you really think about it, as big as this universe is, that we're the only intelligent race in the universe. I highly doubt it. And if you do your research, you'll see that we have been visited for a very long time. These people need to wake up. These ETs are here. They're not going to operate in a way that we expect them to. That's the problem with a lot of these Christians out there. They have such a mainstream belief system that they think that these beings are going to operate in ways that that we're accustomed to, and they're not. Even Daryl Sims has been on my show before, and he said that if during the retrieval of any of these implants from abductees, we shall suspect to find technology in them. In other words, if one of these implants are taken out and they're found to have unusual technology that could actually originate from Earth here, So what Daryl Sims is saying is there is going to be no discernible trace of technology in these implants when they're recovered. And we'll eventually be bringing Daryl Sims back on my show. He's a pretty fascinating guy to have on. He's infamously known as the Alien Hunter. He's been on the Art Bell and George Norrie show a few times. Got some far-out information, and he really goes after the hard evidence of these abduction cases. Now, keep in mind that these beings, this extraterrestrial presence that's here surveilling the planet, they're not all necessarily bad folks. It's a mixed bag out there. There's good and bad, just like there is here. So for all you Christians out there that always think they're the fallen angels from heaven or whatever, you need to do your research a little deeper, like the way me and Bob have done it. Now, we're coming up to a break here. I'm going to have to bring up my automation software because I don't have this break programmed. I only have so much time to do things all the time, and just doing a two-hour show a week, folks, it's pretty time-consuming, trust me. These folks out there doing shows 5 days a week, I don't know how they do it. Not for me. I think a two-hour show a week is plenty for me. If I didn't have children, it might be a different story. We're going to try to get reconnected with Bob or this lady, Judy, in Missouri, and So we're going to go into a break here. There's the music right now, so still getting accustomed to using everything. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Sheldon Day here, your host of the Light of Day radio show. Are you looking for the best alternative news network on the market? Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Real news, real talk, real people, and no BS. With featured hosts including Greg Szymanski, Mark Stevens, Webster Tarpley, Kevin Barrett, Dr. Nick Begich, Greg Szymanski, Frank Whalen, Dylan Avery, Frosty Woldridge, Robbie Noel, Rick Adams, Derry Brownfield, Jack McLam, and a whole lot more. Now's the time to wake up, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out real talk, real news, real people, and no BS.
folks. This is Sheldon Day, host of The Light of Day. Tune in to The Light of Day Show to hear about ongoing telepathic contact by benevolent extraterrestrials as experienced by UFO Bob. Learn what the government doesn't want you to know about benevolent extraterrestrials that far outnumber the negative visitors and how they're helping us from annihilation so we can transcend to fourth density.
My name is Bob Keenan. Back in or what? Hello?
Folks, welcome back to The Light of Day. I'm trying to get reconnected here with Bob or Judy, but I'm getting a busy signal. Things are just not working out the way I want them to tonight. And here I'm getting my phone company switched over, and when I... hang on here. We're connecting with Bob now, so hang on, folks. Okay, Bob, yeah.
Oops. Well, she isn't going to go on tonight. Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be talking about something else.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you brought these alien signals over the airwaves at Republic Broadcasting Network. You don't want to play that clip tonight?
Oh, if you want to, you can. Yeah.
Because I can just put the headset up against, you know,
okay,
the speaker so you can hear it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to do that first.
Yeah, did you want to preface what this is about first before I play it?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll go into the whole thing about it, yeah. But how they claim that they did it, and I'm claiming they didn't do it.
Yeah, did you want to give the background, the audience, you know, some history of what this is about, or they'll have no idea what it's about?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I'm on, huh?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Yeah, folks, this is starting to start up a radio broadcasting on a studio in one night, you know. A radio station really don't come around that quick. We had trouble last week, and it's a lot better tonight. What I'm going to talk about now is I was on another show, shortwave show by the name of, many of you probably heard of it, a week ago. It was the Frank Whelan show. He's got a good show.
Bob, can you talk a little louder?
Oh, no, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was on the Frank Whelan show, and I called him, and I said that I was talking about a lot of things, not specifically. I was going to try and get a signal from a UFO. So I was talking about things quite politically, type of things that I was talking about tonight, about how we're being screwed over and about everything you can imagine, food, gas, energy, and it's all to no avail because we have free energy. And people don't want to admit this, and everybody wants to be politically correct and say, oh, no, our government knows what's best for us. Yeah, like being in chains and in a concentration camp, that's all they know. Okay, I talked to, I was talking to Frank Whelan, and all of a sudden, beep, there's a sound. I said, oh, Frank, that's probably this extraterrestrial that I'm in contact with. And then it was about five beeps and all. And, you know, well, he didn't deny it, and he was talking about it, that he absolutely feels there's ETs out there, but not too sure exactly what their objective is or anything like that, you know. So, am I coming in loud enough?
Yeah, you're coming in okay.
All right. So then I, after that, I found out that his producer down in Texas claimed that he did something with the microphone. They called it feedback, and that's what I was hearing. Well, I know what feedback is, and that isn't what feedback sounds like. So I have done this quite a few times, contacting ETs over radio. I can name some of them off. One was over in Los Angeles on the Ira Cassell show. One was in Neenah Manasha, Wisconsin, the Bill Day show. The signal was played over Channel 2 television news. That was, oh gosh, that was back in 1974 or something like that. And I did it on KFIZ here in Fond du Lac, and there was, oh gosh, I got them written down. I can't think of them now. About 8, 9, 10 of them I did like this. Well, Frank Whelan is a guy. He's with many of these Bible thumpers. Now, I'm a Christian. Don't think I'm against that. But these people do not want to acknowledge the fact we're being watched by extraterrestrials and angels, per se. So then finally Frank Whelan got it all screwed around that, it was from the feedback, that the guy had his microphone too close to something. His name is Tom down in Texas. I'm going to talk to him next week, and I'm going to have Sheldon is going to send me a copy of this tape of the signals. You can listen to it now, Sheldon. Are you ready to play it? Or
Yeah, I'm here. Just hang on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pull this clip up from Frank Whelan's archives here, so folks can hear it.
Yeah, you get a general gist of it. I do believe that it was real. I don't believe that this producer down in Texas was doing this over and over five times throughout the appearance I had on his guest exchange down there. And I know what feedback sounds like. It's higher pitched, and it's a scream, more or less. And this was not what it was. And seeing that I've had these contacts more than once, I know what's going on. And now Sheldon's getting the thing rigged, and after that I'll have something coming up on my program, two things having to do with on his website. This would have to do with the pictures on Mars that I don't think anybody has seen. I got a couple that have been circulated around, and I've talked to Gerner about his stuff, and I've seen some of his things. I think it's not as good as some of the things I have. It's clear what it's works of art, big statues.
Yeah, Bob?
Yeah?
Yeah, could we play the clip?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to come across, if it's going to echo over the Internet, but I'm going to put the headset up against the microphone, and hopefully there won't be no echo to the audience as I'm playing it for you.
Well, just give it a try.
Yeah, I'll never know until the show's done and play it back and hear how it sounded, so.
Yeah. Will I hear it when you...
Yeah, you'll hear it, but...
Okay.
So...
Let it rip.
Okay, here it is, folks.
Round Rock, Texas.
That's where my producer is.
Yeah, well, this is a professional that I'm in contact with. His name is Eviata. Call her Eve. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Uh-huh.
And what is that?
That's Eve. That's the one.
And why didn't she just call in?
See? You hear that?
I hear something, but I mean, I can do it too.
Yeah, we do, we do, we do.
That's me.
that isn't what I heard.
Well, I know, but I'm just...
Look, oh, let's not be funny, because I'll call up for it if you call up to me. Now, Eve, we got your signal. Now, he wants me to get something down at Rockwell, Texas. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Sure, we'll do it.
Okay.
There goes again.
All right. Well, Thomas, keep your eyes open. Bob, I appreciate the call, and I think we can rely on our good buddy there at the studios there to let us know if he sees something.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a picture, Eve.
Okay.
All right. You hear that?
Yes, of course.
He's
I heard that.
We're all listening.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? Like I said, man, I you know, my take on it, do I think extraterrestrials are real? Yeah, anything not born here would define fit the definition of extraterrestrial, and that would include, of course, God and anything else. But again, do I think they're benign? No, not myself. No, but you know, hey, I'm always open to the opportunity of being wrong. So
they're benevolent. That's what they are.
Right.
Hey, Eve, you want to sing a little song, Eve? Once in a while, she sings.
I don't really want her to sing. We got calls waiting,
Bob. Eve, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, let's go.
Were you able to hear that okay, Bob?
Yeah, I think it came through very good.
No, well, you know, everything's going through the studio equipment, so it's going to sound a little faint to you.
No, it wasn't at all.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. No, and I'm once again, I'm convinced that is not a feedback sound. No. I've heard feedback sounds there. When I was on talk radio and I was playing tapes for somebody, other signals. And I happened to put the microphone up to the speaker on the radio, and it's funny how it works. I can't explain it because I don't know enough about electronics. But feedback sounds like a scream. This was a steady pitch, and it wasn't a scream. It was a pleasant sound, more or less. Some of the pitches varied. But, no, I'm sorry, Frank, if you're listening to it, I doubt it. He has a show, too, now.
Hey, Bob, you know what?
What?
Right now I'm looking at the statistic relays here. It shows we have 3 live listeners to my show tonight. We got to get those numbers higher.
Well, how long has this show been advertised? You know, what you do, Sheldon? I'm asking a lot of people to do this, to tell your friends about it. It's going to be quite unusual, and I'm getting broke in again tonight after being away from it for a while, and I'm talking about some things that I talked about before. It probably sounds redundant to anybody who's seen this before, or heard it before, rather. And here's what's coming up. One thing. The Art Bell Show was really pretty good. It always is good. Art Bell is really coming back into shape again. He was away from it for a while, too, more or less. And since he got back in the States again, coming out of the Philippines, his shows are really pretty good. And he had a thing where he was going to summon extraterrestrials to fly over the country last weekend, and they did. And he got thousands of replies of people emailing in. I think you heard about this too, haven't you, Sheldon?
Yeah, but I don't agree with your viewpoint on Art Bell. You know, he thinks 9/11 was done by foreign terrorists still. I don't believe that.
He said what?
He believes that 9/11 was not an inside job.
Well, of course he doesn't. He's got pressure. He knows that it was an inside job, and he is going to give people a chance to more or less...
Right, but he won't allow any experts on to talk about it.
So what? You don't have to be an expert. I'm not an expert, and I could see through that thing right away what it was.
Yeah, you may have.
There's going to be a lot of people like myself talking about it, and I give Art Bell an awful lot of credit for what he's going to do. Because he's going to do something he don't want to do.
Yeah, you know, he said that 2 times. We'll have to see if he keeps his word.
Well, that's the only thing. I think he will, because he's reiterated that he was going to do this. Now, what's coming up on this show? Now, you people, we got through you there. I'd like to hear Could any of one of these three people call into your show tonight? Are you rigged for that?
No, that'll be at least a few weeks away yet till we can have call-ins.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
if I had another $500, I could do it.
Well, is there any change on the amount on the tab? The tabs you're coming in, the people are listening. Is there anything coming in more than three so far?
Well, it was three. I guess it's only two now. I hope this thing is wrong because the number should be higher than that. Because I'm a, you know, Daniel Lott said he was going to advertise my show on his website, and his website gets over 1 million hits a month. I know.
Geez, that would be pretty good if we only got 2 million. You know what?
I must not have something set up right here.
We probably don't. I don't know if... Did you put my address out there?
Yeah, before I brought you on tonight, yeah.
Okay. I'll just repeat it once again. If some of you people want to write to me, I don't have a website. Email or anything like that. Sheldon does. Did you give him your email thing?
Oh, yeah, I gave it out three times, I believe.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well, they have mine also, but it's short. I'll just give it out. It's UFO Bob, and then it's 550 Van Dyne Road. That's three words, two words, Van Dyne. And it's Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. That's three words, F-O-N-D, and then D-U, and then Lac is L-A-C. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 54937, Lot 44. If you caught that, just drop a line and see. If you want to hear this stuff, I'm not politically correct. I'm not against the government, but I'm against the New World Order. I'm against concentration camps. I'm against capital punishment, folks. I'm against giving dangerous flu shots to our children.
Hey, Bob, you just carry forward. I have to take care of the children like usual here.
Pardon?
I have to take care of the children like usual, so just carry on.
Oh, okay.
And just to let you folks know, we might go past the top of the hour here.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, we'll be coming off.
Because we only got like 9 minutes till the top of the hour.
Yeah,
now
here's the thing. Sheldon has a website where you can get pictures. I think you call that a website. I'm awful stupid when it comes to anything electronically. And I don't have a computer or anything like that. That's Greek to me. And I'm 75 years old, and when you're 75, you don't really like to learn how to do anything with pressing buttons. Although I want to start to fly again. I flew quite a little, and that I want to do. I'm building a small airplane. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I see UFOs quite a few, and I know what I'm seeing. And anybody who's flown enough, you won't mistake a UFO, because airplanes do not hang at one position, stop on a dime, and all this stuff. I've seen them do crazy things. I have videos of it also. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to email Sheldon some pictures of Mars that I think I might be repeating this from the first segment of this program, but these are pictures that you rarely see, and some of them you've probably never seen. I picked some of them out with a magnifying glass. The objects were no more than a half an inch in length or in height. I blew them up. They were high resolution. They're beautiful. They're beautiful statues that they carved on Mars. They're murals on Mars. I don't know how they do them. I have one there of a picture of it. It's like a...
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I got an idea. I could try to bring Ted Tweetmeyer on so you could talk with him there at the top of the hour. We could just extend the show.
Can you bring Tweetmeyer on?
Well, yeah, I can try to call him and see if he'd be willing to come on.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him, sure. Is he the one that has pictures of Mars?
Yeah, he's got stuff that's better than Hoagland.
Well, I claim to have better than Hoagland also. I'd like to know what he's got.
Yeah, I think you two would establish a good rapport together over the air.
Oh, absolutely. See if you can get him.
Yeah, well, it'd be another, 5 or 6 minutes here, so.
Yeah, all right. You want me to keep on talking?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's what Sheldon didn't do. He should have given who's ever listening. I don't know. Some of you people probably don't have a fax machine, something to fax in that you're listening. Now, my whole thing in this is to organize people to realize that we are being watched by pretty benevolent UFOs. There's different types. Some of them probably ain't that much on the good side of the streets, but most of them are, and they are the Nordics, what I'm in contact with. Those are ones that, well, if any of you are Norwegian or Swedish out there, you'd really appreciate what I'm saying. They are, the Scandinavians are absolutely a genetic offshoot of these people. If you're Scandinavian, you're an offshoot of that. Also, the Pleiadians, from the Pleiadian star system, they are also genetic structure that we are from. They're Germanic, more German than the Nordics. And what I'm trying to do, that this is going to be taken seriously. Now, some of the religious people are getting into it, of all things, the Missouri Synod Lutheran minister is, believing that the extraterrestrials are going to take a position where they're going to be working with the extraterrestrials to change this world around, because the way we're going with our morals and everything else, even our environment, the way we are eating poisoned food, taking poison medicine. I'm not against medicine, but I'm against these people taking these shots with that mercury-laden shots that they give you that causes a lot of things such as diseases in children, like the, I just can't think of it right now. I think of it a lot, but I just can't think of it. Where children have this funny mental attitude where they can memorize a lot of things, you know, but the usual things they can't. I just can't think of the name of it right now. And so many other things, they develop asthma, attention deficit, things like that. I have a printout on this stuff. In fact, I'm going to put it on Sheldon's website about what's all in these shots. And now they're trying to push bird flu on us right now, bird flu shots. All these shots are basically comprised of the same trash. That's the best word I can say for it. And if I only get two people to stop giving these shots to their children tonight, or three people, or whatever's listening, I'd be doing a lot of good. Because it's something that's going to hang in there. Mercury does not go away very easily, and it could affect their lives. So what's wrong with getting a flu? What's wrong with getting a cold? I get a cold about every winter. I don't take a shot, but it's minor. Actually, a cold is good for you. You're eliminating a lot of poison.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah?
I just got off the phone with Ted Tweetmeyer. He won't be able to make it tonight. He's just too overwhelmed with a new project that he's working on.
Oh, well,
he said maybe a month from now or something.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'd like to talk to him. Yeah, sure. So, well, we only got about 5 more minutes here, but I was just telling you, not Alzheimer's disease. What is this disease with children get from these shots? That autism.
One night Art Bell said every one out of, every 166?
It's like we're getting down to under 300, where it used to be one out of a couple thousand. One out of
166.
Yeah. And this is how dangerous it is for you people who think, well, I want to do what George Bush says. I want to be politically correct. Well, you're doing your kids one hell of a politically correct thing, I'll tell you that. I don't know how anybody could spend all the money having a kid and then shooting him full of this poison, which there are medical people that are talking about it, and I can then name some of them, such as Cass Ingram and Dr. Lennon Horowitz, and there's another woman doctor. And
hey, Bob, why don't we hold you over the commercial music starting here?
Oh, yeah, I can go on for a little while yet. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, you remember before I gave you that lady's phone number, Judy? Did you want to call her and see if she wants to come on the show?
Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Just a minute.
I'll put you on hold here. And
yeah, great.
Okay.
Well, do you want to come on now?
These troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order can emerge, a new era.
Sheldon Day here, your host of the Light of Day radio show. Are you looking for the best alternative news network on the market? Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Real news, real talk, real people, and no BS. With featured hosts including Greg Szymanski, Mark Stevens, Webster Tarpley, Kevin Barrett, Dr. Nick Begich, Greg Szymanski, Frank Whalen, Dylan Avery, Frosty Woldridge, Robbie Noel, Rick Adams, Derry Brownfield, Jack McLam, and a whole lot more. Now's the time to wake up, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out Real Talk, Real News, Real People, and No BS.
Folks, this is Sheldon Day, host of The Light of Day. Tune in to The Light of Day show to hear about ongoing telepathic contact by benevolent extraterrestrials as experienced by UFO Bob. Learn what the government doesn't want you to know about benevolent extraterrestrials that far outnumber the negative visitors and how they're helping us from annihilation so we can transcend to fourth density.
My name's Bob Keene, and better known as UFO Bob. I'm taken on board ship when I was quite young. We'll be about to give you conclusive proof that UFOs are here, they're real, they're listening to this. Now, we've got pictures that would absolutely blow you away. Now, you will never have experience. I'll be talking about things you never hear about. Even on some of your best talk shows, they aren't telling you the whole story behind the UFO thing.
Learn about the negative extraterrestrials' control over world governments and their plans to downsize world populations and what you can do to survive into life on the new Earth higher energy density.
still there, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Light of Day, coming to you live from the Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona. We've extended the show tonight. We still have UFO Bob on the line. I guess that other caller is not going to work out for tonight, so Bob's just going to continue talking. So go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was talking about the thing that I would have posted on your website. Is that what you call it, when you get pictures?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll have pictures of Mars. And I'd like to talk to Tweetmiller about this, because he also has pictures. I think I've seen some of them. these are pictures of the murals on Mars, has gigantic murals. For instance, I got this one there. It looks like it has a body of a... Oh, how can I put it? A cow, really. A heavier animal than a goat. Or unless it's a very heavily boned, more of a muscular goat, with has a face like a goat with lop ears on it. And now, this is a mural. It looks like a live animal. I don't think it is. And it's standing next to a pool of water in the background. And it looks like it's real, but it's a mural. I can tell it. That the animal is a mural. How they did this stuff. Mars is full of it.
Hey, Bob.
Pardon?
Just continue talking a few minutes. I'm going to go to the other computer and pull up the internet and see if it's even coming across, because I can't believe this is only showing like two or three people on here. So just
all right,
yeah, keep talking.
And I had another one that I found in the Mariner 9 book about this thing we sent up to Mars, you know, took pictures. This was high resolution, too. They have so many pictures they're not showing us that will blow your mind. They don't want people to know this because it would upset everything. And we plan to go there. This is a bunch of pablum they're feeding us. They think people are going to start to think, well, how can we go there when the thing is inhabited? There are structures there. Some are in ruin, but some are not. I took a picture of this one thing I dug out of the Mariner 9 book. It was a little picture that I picked out of the bigger picture in the Mariner 9 book. It was about an inch or a half an inch in length. So I blew it up. Then I found out how to measure it by some scales in the book. And it was an object about 400 feet long. It has a beaver-like body with webbed feet and claws. Very plain to see. You don't have to look at that thing and say, oh, it's a rabbit or anything like that. As Art Bell used to be a guy, anything he saw was a rabbit. You know, it has a lot, it has a beaver-like tail. Its skin is white. You can see the wrinkles in its skin. Its face looks something like a lion. And that's why I kind of call it a sphinx, an Egyptian sphinx, more or less. Because it's in Sidonia, it's around the pyramids on Mars.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go to the other computer. Your voice is coming out over the internet, so we are streaming over the internet, but it only shows three listeners. I got to have something set wrong on here.
Oh, you aren't getting, it isn't coming in loud enough?
No, you're coming in loud and clear over the internet, but I just can't believe it. This is only showing two or three listeners.
Well, yeah, how much, you didn't get that much advertising. There's no advertising here, you know, to bounce or anything. This thing will be only carried one way.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Pardon? Word of mouth. Yeah, that's the only thing. Now, we had some of that with...
Yeah, but you know what I did before my show started tonight? I put out an email alert to over 100 people to tune in, you know, like 45 minutes before the show started. I just can't believe there's got to be more people listening.
Yeah, well, the best thing to do is encourage people again to email you. And,
I'll give out my email again. It's sheldon@msn.com. That's sheldon@msn.com.
Well, do you know how to spell Sheldon?
Eh? Yeah, that's S as in Sam, H as in Henry, E as in Echo, L as in Libra, D as in David, O as in Ocean, N as in Nelson. And that's then Sheldon again.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've got about 10, 15 pictures I'm going to send to Sheldon. I'm not going to do that until we get some more listeners. And then these pictures can be recorded on your machine, your computer, and they're good enough, some of them, to frame. I mean, these are collector's items, and you don't see any of it anyplace. About the closest thing I saw that ever came somewhat close to it is a picture of this one head-like thing laying on the ground of the moon, and it looks like a head. I mean, it's a weird looking head, but that's the only thing I saw that looks something to amount to other things that other than what NASA is showing us is a bunch of rocks. I have buildings. I got this one thing I call a power plant, complete with dams, big bridges. I mean, it'll blow your mind. This will be on Sheldon's, whatchamacallit, website. So out of his computer, you can get it on yours. And these pictures, man, if you have a party or something and show these around, it's going to blow people's minds. This is on Mars. I'll have the pyramids on Mars. That one pyramid is over a mile high. And this, we aren't being told about this stuff. I don't know, Hoagland, how much he's been telling us about this stuff. I really don't. He talks about it, but I've never seen that much what he's got, other than one thing he picked up on the moon, that face laying there ahead. Now, what I'm going to do in April or early May, I'm going to do this. I'm putting out a request to the extraterrestrials for a flyover worldwide, nationwide, worldwide, like Art Bell did, and he had a success. He had thousands of people emailed him, and he claimed some of the stuff went in the newspaper. I didn't see anything in the newspaper, but he did have a lot of people. Very interesting things. These weren't just, falling meteorites or anything like that. These are craft that were, you know, pulling maneuvers, changing direction and velocity, and meteorites don't do that. And he was very successful in this, and I'm going to pull it off also again, and I'm going to try and get more publicity than he did. He got some, but I'm going to try and do it and then get some good connections, and I want this to go in the newspapers, because I had it. This being a success many times over there. I've done it, although Frank Whalen claims that it was feedback from his producer down in Texas. Well, I don't know. It don't sound like one, because I've heard feedbacks already. They don't sound that way. So this is something to follow up on. And by all means, next week, people are listening. I have to get this. We have to get this thing up in the place where we get more of a listening audience there, because it's.
I might have to get back on Fan Talk Live. At least we had 300 or 400 people every week over there.
Yeah, I wanted you to stick with that one. Yeah.
I may end up back over there. So just hang in there.
Yeah, we'll see once, yeah.
I'm going to call Daniel Ott tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him how you really check how many live listeners you have, because I might not be doing something right here.
I don't know. If that's the case, you're...
You know, it's not changing. It still shows two or three listeners all the time.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
Nah, it's got to be wrong.
You aren't getting any email in, are you?
I don't know. I haven't checked my... I got something from Judy Nips a while ago. She might be listening.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Judy's a friend up in Pennsylvania there.
Yeah, I imagine she would be, yeah.
But, you know, the email had talked about a different subject, but maybe she decided to send me an email because she was listening. I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't get no... Well, I imagine you'd see it if you wouldn't... If you got an email in from the broadcast today.
What do you mean by that?
Well, today, if anybody emailed you anything during the broadcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked it. I could check right now here. No, yeah. It doesn't look like I got anything from anybody.
Well, that...
No.
Yeah, that'd be about the same thing.
You know, this show is being heard simulcast at three different locations on the internet, so it's got to be more than two people.
Yeah, the matter that you didn't get any email alongside of that, you know, I don't understand that.
Well, you know what, Bob? Even if we don't have that many live listeners, this is put in the archives on my website, so people can always listen at a later time if they want.
You can do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a talk show host up in Michigan. His name is Darren Weeks, and he says he pretty much does his show just for the archives because he figures most people will go into the archives to listen to it.
Yeah, that was the same thing you did in the first show you were on. You know, we relied on that.
Yeah, they always go into the archives, so if anybody, you know, too busy, they can always listen to it later.
Yeah, we can do that.
We got to wrap this up, Bob. Cause
yeah, okay, I'll hang her up.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Let me know if you got any response to this anymore on that, you know.
Yeah, I'll call you later on.
All right.
Okay. Okay, folks, you've been listening to The Light of Day, coming to you simulcast at three different locations across the internet via Shoutcast and thelightofdayradioshow.com and The Edge Network. No idea who the guest is going to be for next week, but if you're out there listening, Bridget Conroy, would you please send me an email and let me know if you'd be able to make it as a guest next week. I'd like to talk about the chemtrail issue out here in Arizona, because I know you're pretty knowledgeable in that arena. So I appreciate for you folks out there listening, whoever's been listening, I hope we have more than two or three live listeners. So again, I want to end the show with a quote Bill Cooper used to read on his show. A nation and a world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who have no intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Again, I thank you for joining me tonight, and we'll be back next week, so thanks for joining me, folks. Trying to get my music going here. It's... Things are not working the way they're supposed to here for some reason. Just bear with me here as I try to pull up the automation software to play my music. I do not know why it's not working. You know, all of a sudden, things go hectic on me for some reason here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm still coming across here. I don't know why I'm having a problem with this. I always like to end the show with some music. Just hang on, folks. Okay, whoops, wrong song like usual. Actually, this is a a piece of music I'm going to play from on my show from time to time to end the show. I actually a big fan of the Airwolf show that used to be on back in the early 1980s. Sometimes, well, Alex Jones, he plays it at the end of his show. Have you ever listened to the Alex Jones show? I'm trying to find it here. There it is. No, still not playing. I don't know what is going on here. Oh, that's wrong. Well, for some reason, this thing is not playing the music. I have no idea what is going on. I'll just have to bring it up a different way. I'm not going to end the show without music. No idea why that's not working. Yeah, some of this stuff is so puzzling. I don't have no idea why my closing music's not working. If something can go wrong, it sure will go wrong, folks. That's for sure. Oh my God, I don't believe this. What a nightmare. You have an automation software here that's supposed to play music. And for some reason, this particular sound file I have in here, I click on play for the sound file, and nothing happens. I don't know what is going on. Well, if this keeps up, we'll just have to end the show with some different music. I have no idea why this is going on. Oh my God, we're just gonna have to end the show with something else tonight, folks. I can't figure out what is going on with my music I'm supposed to have. Something really bizarre is going on here. I have no idea what it is. Finally got it going. Good night, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday night.